This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. That's kind of where the energy is. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. And today is a Conversations with Carol show, and what that means is that there's really no specific topic. Thank you all for sending me your suggestions for addressing different show topics. But today it's just no topic. I'm going to share a little bit about the energy like I always do on the Conversations with Carol show. And then it's just going to be you and me and sharing my medical intuitive skills and asking questions and really just all of us kind of enjoying each other's energy, both from, a company from that energetic standpoint and then just being able to connect with the voices. And that's a very important part of the clarity that's going on right now with the energy, is that it's important for us to listen, because the vibration of someone's voice will tell them exactly where they are and exactly how we can communicate with them in an effective way instead of finding ourselves in those power struggles. So a little bit of sneak preview on the energy itself. I am going to, as I mentioned, be taking your calls throughout the entire hour. So if you have a question for me, you can talk to me, you know, question about job, health, relationships, you know, how to get on the same wavelength, any kind of medical concerns that you have in your physical body or anything, just call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good for U.S. and Canada callers, also international callers as well. Just dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. I'm really looking forward to talking to you. Wouldn't it be great if we could understand why our parents raised us the way we did and why our siblings seem to treat us the way they do, and why do we find ourselves in these untenable situations where we feel like we're between a rock and a hard place? And, you know, why are we attracted to some people and not to other people? And, you know, this getting on the same wavelength, I know we're getting doesn't appear to be a lot of help from the universe, but it certainly we are. It's just finding ways to be able to communicate effectively. And where that really needs to start is for you to understand who you are. And one of the things I'm really pleased to be able to announce is that we've just launched my online personality assessment, the one that you find in my books, What Color is Personality, Your Personality, Your Health, Love, What's Personality Got to Do with It, and Managing People, What's Personality Got to Do with It, all by Hay House. What I have in each of these books is a personality assessment and a detailed description and some information on how these personalities basically interact around maybe relationships, intimacy, communication, and so forth. But what I decided to do is to finally put my assessment online so you can discover your personality color. Is it red, orange, yellow, or green? And the reason that I use color is because it's a common language that we all use. Maybe we're having a blue day, we're green with envy, maybe we're red with anger. So again, there's a lot of metaphor that goes with the colors. So what I did is I took all of my education in personality behavioral psychology and really blended it with what I know from the behavioral standpoint of personality and what I know as a medical intuitive, and how when we step out of our personality color, we create a potential for a power struggle with someone else, especially if that someone else is opposite of who we are. And while opposites attract when we first get together, and we just kind of like that cliche, love is blind, well, that's very true when we begin in a relationship. But what occurs over a very short period of time are those things that we chose to not address can become the small irritants in a relationship. And then as a result, those small irritants can really develop and grow into something bigger than life itself from the standpoint of the relationship. And now what we have is we have the diminishing of the relationship because we have two people who can't get on the same wavelength, and over the course of time may even choose to stop communicating. So this online assessment, it's a very nominal fee. It's only $1.95 for you to be able to join my personality network. That will allow you to take the assessment online. It's all computer scored. The accuracy is extremely high. It's it's been tested, because as a yellow personality, it's very important for me that everything is tested, and has the accuracy. And then there's also just a wealth of information about your personality color, the personality colors of the people that are in your life or you have to work with, and then also some information on how do you interact with these people when you find yourself in a situation that you feel like you're being blindsided or you just don't know where to go. Also, for joining my personality network, I actually have, you have two free gifts. One is a PDF on how to use personality and the understanding of it to be able to increase the effectiveness of your communication process, and then also a reference guide on how to deal with conflict with each of the four colors. So again, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. On my homepage, there'll be a moving banner, slides, and you will see the one that says, what color are you? Just click on Find Out Now. It tells you a little bit more about what you're going to learn. Click on the Join Now. That will take you into the process of being able to discover who you are. When I do these classes in front of an audience, I will always say, okay, you came in with Social Security number and a phone number and maybe a nickname and maybe an identity associated with your name based on conditioning, and then poof, you're going to become a personality color. But the most important thing is, especially with the energy where it is right now, is that it's very, very important. We kind of need to fall back on the old mantra that the ancients used in order to assist their patients with being able to heal, and that mantra is, know thyself. And one of the things that I believe in my research is the best way to start is personality. We all have a personality, but they're not always the same. And what my research is we look at personality through the neurology of the brain. Your brain is created. It's actually genetically hardwired to gather information a certain way and make decisions a certain way. We can adapt, adjust. We can become whole brain. We can take all these different classes to become more compliant in our behavior or easier to get along with or be able to see things differently than our natural instincts are. But when stress occurs, conflict occurs, power struggles occurs, the rubber is going to hit the road. And when it does, voila, you will go back to the neurology of your personality color. And it's very difficult if you're not familiar with what the behavior is associated with that color. Then what you can do is you can find yourself again feeling blindsided, betrayed, or just plain asking yourself, what the heck just hit me? So again, to find out your personality color, go to my website, www.ritberger.com. So again, as I always start out my conversations with Carol's show, I want to talk about a little bit about the energy. Please do know I'm going to be taking calls. So the callers that I have on the line, hang on, I'm going to be there to you. But the energy right now, very honestly, is about as tense as it can be. You can cut it with a knife. And the energy itself, while I say that, what I'm saying is that we are really getting in our experiences and interactions with other people and in our face the amount of compromise that we have been asked to live and to experience and to accept throughout the course of our life. And what the energy is right now in the field and that universal consciousness is it's offering us an opportunity for us to know thyself. And the way that that occurs is to go back to know what your core values are. What is near and dear to your heart? What are the prime directives that really, if you didn't have to really deal with so many of the different obstacles and challenges of life, who would you be? How would you like to see yourself? Are you a heart person? Do you make decisions based on emotion? Well, if you do, and then what happens is that you're required or you're pushed or you're bullied, whatever word we want to use, that you're asked to step outside of that decision making and not have the time to get that information to feel right to make that decision. Then what is going to happen is if you compromise that, then you're going to experience it immediately in your physical body in the state of stress and that fight or flight. So the energy right now in the field, and it really started May 25th, and it kind of opened a portal at that point in time, May 25th, 2012, opened a portal for us to really get in touch with ourselves and reconnect with what our core values are. What do we believe? Not our beliefs, but what do we believe in, what is important to us. And in that situation, we have an opportunity to be able to speak our truth. Now, that may not be the most comfortable of situation, But in this time, in this change, in this moving into enlightenment, meaning being enlightened within, it's very important that we do know our core values and we speak those core values in a way that is healthy for us and our own well-being. Not selfish, not, you know, kind of hedonistic and all the words that we have and self-serving and so forth, but to really look at these core values. So the experiences that are bubbling to the surface in our lives are experiences that are allowing us to really go back in and to look at those core values. And they tend to have a strong emotional charge associated with them. The charge associated with those experiences are again saying, okay, the charge is there because been there, done that, been there, done that, been there, done that, compromise, compromise, compromise. And all the energy of the universe is saying is, do you want to continue the pattern? Do you want to change the pattern? Very simple. Not a whole bunch of rhetoric, not a whole bunch of options, just do you want to continue it? Do you want to change it? And change is, of course, uncomfortable. The human brain just doesn't want change. It needs to change. It needs to adapt. It knows it's for its own survival. It just doesn't want to. It would rather stay with what's tried and true, even though it may be emotionally and physically uncomfortable. It would rather do that than to have change and walk into the step into that area of uncertainty and unknown to be able to come in and to be able to make the changes that are necessary. So the energy right now is all about clarity. And I always say to people, I've been saying this in my readings for the last month, is don't worry if you can't get clarity the first time. Another experience is going to come up to give you more clarity. And the human part of us says, oh my gosh, I thought I did this once. It should never come up again. No, there are many, many layers and facets to that subconscious emotional part of the brain. So in this clarity, the best way to really look at what's going on within you to be able to establish your core values is to really monitor your emotions and to really see what your physical reaction is to a situation that's posing itself, and then to look at what is called legacy. There's a lot of energy out there about legacy right now. And legacy isn't destiny. That doesn't mean what are we going to do with our life and how are we going to change other people's lives, if that's part of your legacy, meaning what you choose to do individually. But what we're talking about is we're talking not even the legacy of how other people see us. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as always compromising your values? If you do, then so be it. But if you're doing it and today it's not comfortable for you, then today is the day of change. I'm going to tell a very, very quick story to kind of give you a little bit of insight into what I'm talking about, because these personality differences that you'll learn about if you find out your personality color and realize that maybe people really aren't trying to make your life miserable, they just see things differently. A story. Very much, good neighbor, good everything. I have a situation where a couple of my neighbors got together and they decided that they wanted a tree in my backyard taken out because it basically was dropping pine needles all over their yard and for one neighbor in the pool. And as a result, it was just too much mess for them to have to be able to spend the time to be able to clean up. And so I was approached. And the first thing is that your tree needs to come out. Now, I had been approached about them trimming the tree, which, of course, they have the right on their property to be able to do. So I was fully prepared for that, and I was prepared that that is what their rights are. They were bringing in an arborist, so I understood that the arborist would not, by the nature of an arborist, compromise the structural integrity of the tree. So I was prepared for that, but I wasn't prepared and blindsided by the standpoint that they want to take the tree out and that they had agreed among themselves that they would chip in a little bit of money and it was my responsibility to pay for the rest of it and remove this tree. There were no options. They had their rights. I did not. So what I did is, again, looking at taking the energy where it is, I could have reacted in a very straightforward kind of, because my personality can be very short, very curt, considered rude by other personality colors, but I decided that I would call him my own arborist. The tree itself is anywhere from 70 to 80 years old. It's a very healthy tree. It has absolutely no infestations. And so I contacted my neighbors and said the tree isn't being removed. It's a focal point in my yard. Well, this has become a major problem. So again, we're in a situation of power struggles. It's their perceptions, their beliefs, their core values. I can't challenge that, but I will not, you know, I can either say, okay, well then take the tree out because I want to keep the peace, or I can say, as I did to both of them, my value and my connection is with the tree. This tree has been here long before any of us. Yes, maybe it should have been cut down when the house was built, but it wasn't. And as a result, the tree has a right to live. It is us that needs to adjust. Well, this isn't what they wanted to hear, so there's been a power struggle. We've continued the conversation. They've continued it among themselves. Again, this is what the energy is about. It's just not about Carol. It's just that Carol is very human and gets to experience these things as well. And so then the conversation has occurred between the two of them to the point where now they are demanding that we cut down the tree, which, of course, my alliance is with the tree and learning to live with it, and I have the same mess as everyone else. But the point and the moral of the story, and the reason I shared it with you, is that in who I am, I believe that everything is connected. I do believe we're a part of something greater than who we are, but I believe that my actions will impact nature and will impact everyone around me. And my core value is in that oneness, in that connection, then I am going to stand strong to what I believe in this oneness. And if it creates ill feelings on the other side, then so be it. Or I could have said, well, go ahead and take the tree out because I wanted to be a good neighbor. Well, you know what? It doesn't make any difference if it's a good neighbor or not. I don't mean to be obstinate against them, but I am defiant. The tree will not come down. So there's just a story. And, I mean, it seems like if you can relate to that, just take it, and it's coming up over and over and over again, and it becomes more emotionally charged. And, again, you know, we'd like to say, my gosh, why is this happening to me? Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm such a good person. I live by, you know, kind of stick to my own area and everything. Why is it happening? It's an opportunity for me to remember that one of my core values is we're all connected. What I do and I say and how I act energetically is going to impact every single one of you. And as a result, in the way that I perceive it, what you do is going to affect me. Now, yes, you may live in Connecticut and you may live across the world, and that seems kind of an insane thing to say, but we are energy first and matter second. And that is a core value, and that's what we're being asked to look at. And we're being asked to stand sometimes in the face of a challenge and just really say, in a very calm way, just say, the tree is staying. And that's what the story is and the moral of it. So, again, I'll talk a little bit more about this energy in the second segment. But, again, when you find yourself getting so riled up or so feeling compromised or that anger bubbles to the surface, please know it's a natural situation that's taking place. But the gift of it is in that anger and how you feel it and how much you feel it really is revealing the story of how many times in your life you have compromised who you are for whatever reason, no judgment, but who you are to the point where it is not healthy for you to continue to do this. And in this tipping point of enlightenment, the universe is helping us. We may not like it, it may be uncomfortable, but we are going to come to know thyself. And in the overall process, I truly believe that as we are all connected by this energetic force, is that I do believe that this world will be a kinder, more tolerant, more peaceful, and more safe place for all of us to live. That is my core value, my belief, and my desire in the work that I do. So again, it's a story, but it brings us all back together. So let's jump in. Hi, Carolyn from Cleveland. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Hi. Hello. Hi, Carol. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. How can I help you, sweetie?
Well, you know, your conversation or your topic today, I think it's kind of related. I'm actually calling, I don't know if you could help me, with my husband. He's going through a severe anxiety, depression type thing. I'm trying to find some guidance on how to help him.
May I ask you, can you speak up a little bit more? I got most of it.
Oh,
I just
sure.
didn't get. Oh, yay. Yeah, there you are. Okay.
Is that
so, yeah, I did. So your husband is dealing with anxiety issues, is what you said, correct?
Anxiety and depression. And he's really, in a bad way, he's kind of like, he says, I'm on my last, you know, thread here, kind of
right.
thing.
And right.
I'm trying to help him, but I just don't know how anymore.
Yeah. Does he acknowledge, let me begin by asking some questions. Does he acknowledge his anxiety?
Oh, yes.
Does he acknowledge his depression?
Yes.
Okay. Is he open to talk to someone or to see a doctor about that?
Well, he has, but their solutions most of the time are meds. And he's been on meds before because he's got this kind of genetic, I think,
he does.
Into this.
You're right.
And he doesn't like the way the meds make him feel. So
right.
He's like really resistant.
Exactly.
So,
you know,
I'm
the meds are a double-edged sword, sweetie, from
are.
The standpoint that they do what they're designed to do. They basically take that pituitary gland deep within the brain, and basically, because the pituitary gland reads emotional reactions and responses to what's happening both internally and externally. So what the meds do is they basically take that pituitary and kind of put it in this little cradle and swaddle it and everything, and they can make people feel like they're emotionally numb. They're designed to do that so there isn't that overreactiveness in the brain that immediately goes into the fear or the fight or flight. The issue is that they also cause kind of a cognitive fog.
Yeah.
Meaning that things just don't connect as quickly. My sense is, as I'm using you as a surrogate with your husband, is that it isn't so much, and excuse me for splitting hairs, and it certainly isn't to negate what he said, it isn't so much that he doesn't like how the meds feel. He runs this in this world by his head, and when his head doesn't think clearly, then there's a problem because he's a problem solver. And if he can't solve a problem and the problem can't be solved because of the meds, then the meds are the problem. So he solved the problem, but he needs the meds.
That's very true.
He needs the meds. So there are some other things that you can look at doing is that you could find yourself an integrative medicine doctor. You could find a naturopath that could work with you. The other thing that would be very, very helpful for him, as I'm touching his energy at this point in time, is that if he was willing to go to the doctor, or again, he could go to someone holistically from that perspective, but if he could go to the doctor and we could get him on vitamin B12 shots, within 2 weeks you're going to see a difference in him.
Oh, really?
Because what he's doing is his adrenals are beating like a tom-tom and he's experiencing a burnout. And that's creating the fatigue, it's creating the confusion, it's creating what feels like a lot of muscle aches and pains. He feels like he's just trapped and bound in his body. And so there's something as simple as the B12 shots. The reason I suggest that is because it's a very, very quick way for the body to be able to absorb the B the way that it's need. The B12 is for muscles, it's for liver, it's for the brain, it's for the heart, it's for the thyroid. And all of those things are really actively involved in the state of your husband's well-being and then also his emotional distress that he's experiencing. So if that isn't the case, then what you can do is that you could suggest a real high quality, something that doesn't have a real hard capsule associated with it because he does feel like he's got some digestive issues going on. So you want something that's easy to digest, maybe in a capsule form, but more in a gel form of a B complex. You could start that. You could do a little research and see what kind of vegetables, greens are really high in B12, B6, B3. Those are the three that I find, but the B12 is really something that we need to really kind of look at in an intervention quite quickly. And so you could look at things like that. Also, is he a meat eater?
Yeah, not moderately.
Good. That's okay. He does need to eat meat, and the reality of it is he doesn't need to eat beef every day, but a good piece of lean beef would be of great value from the way that the body can work with the fats associated with beef, also the amino acids, the Bs that are occurring. The biggest issue that I feel with your husband right now, sweetie, is he's suffering from anemia. and that anemia is something that he just, it's making him lethargic. He can't think clearly. And being, as I touch him in the personality of who he is, what is occurring is he's having anxiety because he can't think clearly. And that's why he doesn't want to be on the meds. Ultimately, the meds would be the best thing, but to try to get the meds to do what they need to in as quick as he wants them to, probably truthfully isn't going to happen.
Oh, dear. Okay. Do you see like one med being better than another if I could get him to?
Well, the thing is, the best thing to do is to really, you know, again, he feels like he has an element of trust with a family doctor. It's a good place to start. The thing is, and this is not to slam any of my family doctors out there, but the thing when we start dealing with the chemistry of the body the way that it is, where we have this continual low-grade anxiety or these anxiety attacks, the best person to be able to really work with is a psychiatrist because they're well-versed in the meds, the interactions. They know where to start. They know what's the best one. They can do a, you know, kind of a history of the person. So that actually is the very best place to start. I do understand the resistance that you're going to get there. I can feel it. Mm-hmm. Inside. If that doesn't work, then it could be to the doctor and then have the doctor maybe talk to the doctor about getting him on one that maybe is easier for his body to adjust. It doesn't have the extreme reactions, and then it may work into something else. But I do believe that diet, I do believe that the B12, I do believe that if we can get him up and moving and outdoors and get some of that toxin out of his muscles, I think you're going to see a change in him. So there's two different ways to go.
Is the anemia from not having enough red meat, or is it?
Well, the anemia is that it feels to me that his liver is just overtaxed. It's got his cells are, you know, kind of the mitochondria of the cell are just kind of burning at top speed. They're creating a lot of energy. That creates a lot of the anxiety, but it's not going anywhere. Either it's not being directed or it's not being eliminated. So the liver just feels like it's just kind of like a waste management plant that's got a little too much sludge in it. And when that occurs and it's related to stress and metabolism changes, that's what brings the thyroid into it. And then he has that emotional kind of unrelenting release that's happening from a chemistry standpoint, then the body, the liver is going to become overwhelmed. The body will not absorb the nutrients from the foods that he is eating. And then what we do is we start getting deficiencies in some of our vitamins and minerals. And then we experience almost as it feels when I can use you to touch him, it's almost as though he feels like his body has collapsed with underneath him.
Right.
And even though the pattern has been there and the history and the genetics are there, this has reached a place he doesn't know what to do.
Oh, yes, definitely.
He just really doesn't. There's fear. There's, you know, he looks to you to be able to help him. But, you know, I need to say it with love, honey. He's kind of stubborn, doesn't listen to a lot of people.
Oh, that's very
true. He wants the help, but oh, don't help me. But here, you can help me. Oh, don't help me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just who he is.
Yeah.
You know, we'd have to do a lobotomy to change it, and we don't need to do that.
Right.
So the best thing is to, you know, do what you can. Encourage what you can so you can feel good about yourself in this process, to know that you are doing what you can and all that you can. And all you've been able to do throughout your life, sweetie, is to offer him information. Share things, be responsible for his food and how the quality. You're very, very sensitive to all of that. That's what you can do, and you can continue to just kind of throw it out there. And one of these days, it will click, and then he will act on it.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you so much.
It would. And again, now, when I say that keep throwing it out there, please don't compromise yourself, meaning that, you know, you kind of get into that place where you're feeling kind of sucked into it to the point where it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm almost desperate to do this. Stay. Whew, I can feel you. You're such a wonderful. You're a heart being, honey. You're a love. And if it's going to create conflict based on patterns, just be creative. Be that creative self you are and look at things from a little bit different, clever, creative, magical, mystical, spiritual way. And maybe you put a note by his plate. Have you ever thought about?
I've been trying all kinds of stuff.
Well, don't give up trying, sweetie, but just don't find yourself caught in the throes of a dilemma that you can't. The thing that's very difficult for all of us, especially with someone we love, is it's kind of like that old cliche. We can take a horse to water, but we can't make it drink. All we can do is keep trying to do what we need to do to share the love and the caring compassion for someone. But honest to goodness, sweetie, we can't do it for them.
I understand that.
Yeah. So I know you are. And you know, if it wasn't unethical, I would say, let's slip something in his water. Oops, did I say that? Don't do that, Carol.
No, I could appreciate that.
Anyway. Yeah, I tell you, same thing with my neighbors with the tree. I mean, oh my gosh, wouldn't it just be easy if I just kind of sent them this, you know, spiritual pixie dust over the fence and go, whoa, change your ways.
Sure.
honey, I'm not that good. Anyway, but yes, sweetie, those are the things. And if nothing else, see if you can get him on a real good quality B complex. And it does take a little bit longer to get there, or see if you can get him in to get some B12 shots. It really will make a difference in his behavior and the vitality of his body in about 2 weeks.
Can you request a doctor to give you that, or would they do all kinds of?
No, you can just go in and you can just, you know, tell him how tired he is, tell him how lethargic he is, and the different things, or let him tell them. And, you know, ask it, the best way I always say, because you can't go in and go, oh, by the way, I talked to this medical intuitive and they said this. Not every doctor's open, but what he could do is just say, you know, I'm just not feeling myself. I'm not feeling well. I don't have any energy. I seem to be confused. Could this possibly be tied to anemia? What about B12? Could anything be tied to that? And then what you're going to do, sweetie, is you'll know what the, kind of the approach that the doctor's taking. And if the doctor doesn't know anything about it, they're not bad doctors. It's just not the right person. If they say, oh, yeah, let's look into that or something, then it's a very easy process to do.
Sure.
In the aging process, and I hate to use that word because I'm getting right along there, but in the aging process, what does occur is that doctors are much more aware of what the body needs as the body processes in that aging, the cells themselves, the activities, the liver, the organs, the glands, the endocrine system. There really is so much more awareness right now of what the human body needs through that aging process. So that's something that can also, it'll just let you know where the doctor is.
Okay.
So thanks, Carolyn.
I really appreciate
your call.
Oh,
you are so welcome, honey. Very, very pleasurable to share with you. Oh, all right. Please stay tuned. I'm going to be right back after this commercial break, talk a little bit more about the energy. And I've still got callers, but I'm taking more calls. So stay tuned. I'm going to be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
hello and thanks for joining me. Today is a Conversations with Carol show, and I've been sharing all kinds of information about the energy and what's going on. And the Conversations with Carol is that I am going to be taking your calls throughout the entire hour, as I did in the first segment. I'm going to be doing it in the second segment. So if you do have a question for me, I'm going to try to squeeze a few more in. You can call me at 877-230-30. That's part of the energy right now. You kind of get a little tongue-tied because it's part of the processing clarity. 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada. International callers, the international calling number, just please dial it, and then 877-230-3062. Well, to celebrate the launch of my personality assessment and my new personality site, I'm having a What Do You Love About Your Personality Month on my Facebook page, Dr. Carol Reitberger. In addition to posting tips and insights into personality and offering suggestions on how you can live your fullest potential, I'm going to be actually offering a big giveaway, a free one-hour intuitive reading with me, and also a book bundle that includes the What Color Is Your Personality book and Love, What's Personality Got to Do with It. So to be eligible for the giveaway, all you have to do is post a line or two about what you love about your personality color on my wall. And then you can even post as often as you desire. And then on September 12th, 2012, I'm going to be drawing from a hat the names of the people who posted what they love about their personality on my Facebook page. And then I'm going to be announcing the winners on my September 19th show and then also on Facebook. I am just having so much fun with this. Thanks to all of you who have gone to my my Facebook page and posted on the walls what you love about your personality. I mean, it really just kind of makes my face smile, my heart smile, and your sense of humor about how you approach yourself and know thyself and the things that you love and even the idiosyncrasies that you're not sure you do but you think you might. I'm having a very good time for reading reading everything that you're posting. So thank you so much for supporting the work that I do and for supporting the launch of this personality assessment itself, online assessment. Now, if you would like to take the assessment, then please go to my webpage, www.ritberger.com, and then you'll see on the first slide on the moving banner on my homepage, click on Find Out Now, and what that will do is take you through a process to join my personality network. It's only $1.95 to do that. It allows you to take the assessment, read about you, read about others, and some tips on how to be able to get on the same wavelength with people who are different than who you are. One of the things I've found in the 30-some years I've been doing this personality work and with my research is that, again, once we understand who we are and we understand that people just see things differently than we do, it really does eliminate a lot of the stress that we experience in the body that in my world could also be a precursor to a potential illness or a chronic stress-related illness in the body. And what it does is it just helps us recognize that our core values are important and that other people's core values are important, and then to be able to live by those core values and not compromising them and not putting another person in the position to compromise them. Because when we do, power struggles erupt, and then that does create the deterioration of a relationship very, very quickly if you stop talking about the process of trying to get on the same wavelength. Right now, with the energy where it is, oh my gosh, the energy is such that personality differences, these basic needs, again, basic needs are put on this whole report that you would get by joining the network or the reports that the descriptions that are in my books, my personality-based books, is that what you're doing is these personality differences and core values are rearing their head in a very, very strong way where there really can be no resolve from the surface as it appears, or that there's going to be a butting of the heads or drawing the line in the sand, whatever metaphor I want to use. But what is going to happen is they are coming forward for your own well-being, because what they're really doing is presenting themselves in a way that you can step back and say, you know, is this what I believe? Is this how strongly I feel about things? Am I willing to stand in my core values and live my truth in a way that I can be okay and feel good about myself? There's that self-legacy. Feel good about myself in a way that I did what was right for me and what was right for the other people, meaning not trying to destroy them or create harm in the process. So again, there's personality differences, and if you want to know more, again, you can either go to my Facebook or you can go to my website and find out, or purchase my books from Amazon.com and find out about your personality color. All right, let's jump in. Hi, Pat from Connecticut.
Carol, hi.
Hi. Hi, sweetie.
Always a blessing to connect with you.
Well, thank you for that. Likewise.
Oh, thank you. I don't know specifically what I talked about last time, but you recommended EMDR, and I've been searching for a practitioner and gave up on that, and I did get a book from the library, and it was hard to focus, just me, not the book. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for those recommendations, and I had to return it, and I was going to get it again. I now have an appointment with someone next Tuesday, but I am in a really bad place.
I know, sweet. I can feel it. You're down about as low as you can go in your first chakra.
Yeah.
And
I've been put on something similar to Ritalin, which is great because I'm dropping some weight. And
okay.
I honestly don't want to be told I need to go back on something else. I'm hoping I can pull through this and just stay on the Ritalin, but I don't have faith in myself. I just want to say, I don't want to interrupt you. I'm afraid that I'm not willing to try, and that seems so powerful.
Right, right.
And I want the EMDR to help me, but it's like I'm continually looking for help, and, you know, it's the answer inside of me, and there's nothing there for me.
Okay. And that's when I referred to, sweetie, that that's about as low vibrationally in the first chakra. What you're doing, what you're being offered the opportunity is to, in that first chakra, that's our need to belong. And in many ways, and excuse me, I don't mean to seem trite or to make light of anything that you're experiencing, but in who you are in your personality, sweetie, that is about as bottom to the totem pole as you can get. And when you go into that first chakra and you go into that red and you try to live the world as others have wanted you to, and you have, you and I know each other, and you have. And what it is that there's no personal satisfaction. There's no rewards for that. And you've done this in your life. It's who you are. It's part of your work on this earth. It isn't to suffer, but maybe in all of us, including me, and every one of us, is that we have to touch that lowest place for us to realize the only way we can go is up. So you and I know each other. We know personality. We know that you're a green. And when you get into this place and you try to find your answers at the bottom of the mountain or the bottom of the totem pole, and you look up to yourself, even, you know, and what you're capable of doing, oh my God, honey, this is Mount Everest. This isn't a little tiny, you know, let's you and I go walk up this little, you know, 60-foot hill. This is big. This is a chance for you to really connect. When you can't find anything within you, then what it's saying possibly is that maybe you have let go of so much of the responsibility, the compromise, that maybe you've let go of so much that you have an opportunity to step up, build up yourself, your self-image, your self-esteem in a way that finally is for you.
That's what I has crossed my mind, and My question for that is, you know, I was happy raising my son. I had courage. Mm-hmm. I did it. And before that, my life was hell. Not to sound bad, but there was no moment of happiness. There was no moment where I could teach myself or someone could teach me how to grab onto happiness and work with that. And I think since my son, I crashed, and I've just been, I'm back with what I feel is nothing. It seems like I just,
right,
there's not much to me that ever developed.
Right. Positive. That's actually, sweetie, that is very accurate. the real Pat has never had the opportunity to come forward.
So I feel and, like it's not there.
Well, all I can say to you, sweetie, and again, I know it's there, but where it is in your heart. It's not in the love of other people. It's finding something that you can like about you. We're not going to do the happiness bit because, my God, that's huge for all of us.
Yeah.
But what it is something that you have that is uniquely you. So I'm going to tell you about you.
Thank you.
Going to tell you that the being that you are, you're a spiritual being experiencing a physical reality. You will not in any time be a physical being seeking spirituality. I understand where you are is that's the perception of your mind is you're so lost in the abyss or so lost you can't find yourself. But that is not who you are. You are a spiritual being. The colors that are most prevalent in your field that I can pick up right now is I have chartreuse. Chartreuse, when I experience it, is the color of confusion. Sweetie, you're there.
Yeah.
But in that confusion, you have an opportunity to find and to heighten an awareness to be able to climb what the ancients used to call the Jacob's Ladder. We call that in the stepping steps in the pathways of the Kabbalah. We can call that from the phoenix rising from the ashes. There's a lot of metaphors that we can use. But you have the chartreuse. The confusion is helping you. As your soul is talking to me, it's like putting up flashcards in front of me. Carol, say this. Carol, do that. We have A for apple. We have S for spirit. And oh my God, there's that chartreuse and doing all these things. But what it's doing is your soul is basically saying to me, when in doubt, look up. When you're at the bottom of the mountain, look up to the highest point of the mountain. Don't look at all the steps along the way. And this isn't about not doing your work. It's about an intervention. It's about your soul wanting you to see that who you are as a spiritual being. To do the work that you came here to do, every single one of us gets to experience being at the bottom of the mountain. We get to experience suffering. But I will tell you, you're what I call razzle-dazzle rose in my crayon box, which is a combination of pink. It's a combination of fuchsia, purple. It's a combination of blue. It's called razzle-dazzle rose. I can tell you the compassion that you have for all living creatures, man included, honey, is bigger than the very essence of who you are in your physical body. You truly, truly desire for this place to be a place of love and peace. You really do. You know that we're all connected. You know that in that connection that if you heal yourself, take one thing you can personally feel satisfied about yourself. And I can feel the heart. I mean, I can feel that all the things that you've done, all the challenges you've had, yes, you've been like down, up, down, up, down, up in the elevator and everything. But you know what? When you hit rock bottom, you're the one that pulls yourself out. I do know that.
Yeah.
And I do hope I fluff your aura, but that's not what this is about.
You do
so
hope
you
what?
Have this, you have this beautiful compassion.
And all I can see now, really, I don't see any of that. I see a person that doesn't care, that's mean and bitter and angry, and it's not passing.
Well, what you do is that is the you that is presenting itself for you to go to your core values. And I'm going to do this with you. We're going to do it together. So, Pat, are you the person that's angry? Go to your heart with me, honey. Are you the person that is angry, that is bitter, at the very core of who you are?
I want to say yes, but...
That's okay. Honey, I'm going to take a little bit. I don't need a big yahoo,
okay.
Woohoo. I'm going to take a little bit.
I'll give you a small... Yeah, I'll give you a no.
Okay. So, right now... What we're doing is we're starting the process. You've awakened to the fact that you are something beyond what you have perceived based on conditioning. That's an awakening. In that awakening, what you're going to do is over the course of the next few minutes, the next hour, whatever it may be, go outside. You have a wonderful connection with nature. Go out, sit in trees, sit in the grass. I don't care. Just get outside, sweetie.
Okay.
And then what's going to happen is you've just created a very, very small crack in that door to catch a glimpse that you are not the person that you are looking at right now. This person is the result of conditioning. It's real. But when we look at that, and I'm going to take you into a little bit of EMDR, to take yourself out of the place with that person that you're sitting across from and you're looking at, I'm going to ask you to create a safe place, something that we can visually use, that you can put this being, this person that you are, somewhere where you feel safe from it. It could be a suitcase. It could be a glass box. You could put it on a cloud. You could put it on a magic carpet. You could put it in a safe little jewelry box. Find something that you can create that safe space, that you can step outside of this perception you have and see the real you. What do we want that to look like?
Am I putting myself in a safe place, or the person that I don't like?
You are putting the person that you don't want to be in this box, in this place, so you can create the safety to look at this perception without it impacting you.
It's on a cloud.
Okay. And in that cloud, and using the metaphor of the clouds, that cloud can be big thunderheads. It could be just a little cumulus cloud. It can morph. It can be many, many clouds and so forth. So whenever you get to a place where you find yourself looking in the face of this person that you see as yourself, I would like you to just put that person on a cloud.
Thank you so much.
Now that person is out of reach.
Yeah.
And as a child, we can look at the clouds and we can see elephants and tigers and angels and crosses and all these funny, funny things in the clouds. We can see what's on that cloud morphing, changing shape, finding it. Maybe it's an elephant. Oh my gosh, now it does. I mean, it's an airplane. It's this, it's that. It gives us a place to look at that person without that person and the energy of that person inside of us to where they feel like they have a stranglehold on us. Honey, that is the gift of EMDR. The person that you're going to talk to on Tuesday, go, be open. Tell them what you need and then see if they can help you. I, too, will go in and connect. So I need you to send me an email, carol@reitberger.com. Send me an email of an email address that I can reach you. I will reach out to some of the practitioners, the wonderfully skilled people in the EMDR, and see if they can help us find someone in your area that can help you.
Oh, Carol, I think I found one.
I do, too.
That's my appointment. And he takes my insurance, which is the biggest hurdle.
Oh. So see, already that safe place, that
and
cloud
and
is changing. That being
that's on the cloud
is already changing. You're absolutely right. This is a person that can help you.
And he said, he apologized that I had called a number of times, and I apologized. He said, no, that's great. You were persistent. You know what you want. And I thought, whoa.
Now, you know what? There's another part of Pat that I see. That is that blue part of you and that will to speak up, to go on and on and on. You just don't give up, honey.
No, I don't.
And you just speak up. And you don't have to speak up where you're talking through one of those big megaphones where, hello. But what you do is you're persistent. That's another core quality of who you are, sweetie. That's another part that builds you and takes you to the next step. That next step is awareness. You and I both know this person told you, and you and I have a relationship in the work that we do, but here's a stranger. This person told you in the gift. He gave you a gift to know who you are. He is the right person, sweetie.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
And to get insurance to pay for it, woohoo, you're good.
Yeah. Oh, Carol, thank you so much from my heart.
I can feel it, your heart. I mean, you're so, all we have to do, somebody just has to say to you, and I mean, it was your soul that said to me, when all else fails, when in doubt, look up. That was your soul. That was a mantra from your soul. So what it's saying is, you know, in your bottom of the mountain, OMG, it's pretty big. So look up.
Okay.
Very, very good.
I love you.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Sweet, keep me posted on how it goes with them. I would really, really appreciate it. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. It's been absolutely wonderful to share the conversations with Carol. Please join me again next Wednesday on Contact Talk Radio. You can go to my archives, www.ritberger.com, re-listen to this show. Have a wonderful week, and I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love.
You've been listening to The Carol Ritberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ritberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.
Free me from the bonds of your sweetness. No more of this wine of kisses. This mist of heavy incense stifles my heart. Open the doors, make room for the morning light. I'm lost in you, wrapped in the folds of your caresses. Free me of your spells and give me back my manhood, so I can offer you once again my heart.